The Egyptian Military Command convened a special session earlier today. President Hosni Mubarak, who usually chairs the council, was not there. In his place, Mohamed Tantawi, Egypt's defense minister and head of the military. Afterward, the military released a statement that it called communique number one, and it read in part, "In support of the legitimate demands of the people, the army will continue meeting to examine measures to be taken to protect the nation and its gains and the ambitions of the great Egyptian people." In light of President Mubarak's speech, what is the Egyptian military's role going forward? And for more on that, we are going to hear from Robert Scales, retired U.S. Army Major General and former commandant of the U.S. Army War College. General Scales, what do you make of what the Egyptian army is doing right now?
Well, I think the Egyptian army sees its role as the one institution in the country that's held together. They view themselves as the neutral force in this process of transition, and they seek to bank on the enormous regard the Egyptian people have for their military to broker some sort of transition between the old guard and the new guard.
When you issue a document that's called communique number one, it sounds like it's the start of a new era, as though something revolutionary is happening.
I found that really interesting, because normally in military systems, when you have a general order number one, it means that you're starting over, and that certainly is the message that the Army's trying to send, Robert, because there are really two forces at play here. One is the old guard, represented by Field Marshal Tantawi, mm-hmm. and Suleiman and others, and then you have the young guard, those who came up in the Egyptian army after the 73 Yom Kippur War. And so what you see is a sort of internal tension that seems to be evolving inside the army as one part seeks to hold on to the old and the younger generation looks for the new.
That's the older Egyptian army, the older officers, those who, let's say, were senior officers back in the 80s, had been in an army that had fought wars in 48, 56, 67, 73, a war of attrition in between right. a couple of them. The younger officers really haven't been engaged.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because the riff is driven by the blood shed by the older generation in four wars, and also by the fact that they were trained and educated by the Soviets. This newer generation and came up in the late 70s were trained and educated by us. And so it really is a cultural rift.
Are young officers in the Egyptian army, do they generally seem to be well-disposed toward the United States?
Oh, absolutely. There's a strong connection, both social as well as professional, between this younger generation, many of whom have attended our staff colleges, our war colleges, and trained in the United States, versus the old generation who were trained by the Soviets, Robert.
Dealing with the possibility that perhaps there was some fire for all that smoke we heard earlier in the day that President Mubarak was going, what do you make of the story the Times of London had that Saudi Arabia is offering $1.5 billion a year to pick up the U.S. tab and guarantee the Mubarak regime if we're not going to do that?
I don't think it means much. I don't think it's about the $1.5 or $1.3 billion. It's not about buying equipment and weapons. It's about the social connection between these two armies and shared experiences that we've been having with the Egyptians since the early 80s.
Bob Scales, good to see you again.
Thank you, Robert.
It's retired General Robert Scales.